Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Perfect one for today, Shime. On the way to at least 100, and we should open up the WEEI Window World of Boston weather window real quick, if we can, please. Oh. And let Curtis poke his head out of the air conditioning, out into the heat this morning. What do we got today and over the next couple days, Curtis?
Well, right now, where we are in Boston, it feels like 86 degrees at 7 in the morning. So I would get anything you need done outside, especially if you're Greg's age or older.
Right.
You want to get out there, get that over with. We're going to be having a record hot day in the city of Boston, likely over 100 degrees. So look out. But we have several wonderful affiliates that are listening to us at all times. So we're going to go around New England. Portland, Maine, going to be 94 today. So if you want to escape some of the heat, get about 6 degrees colder, you can go up to Portland, Maine. Right now it's 73 degrees. At our affiliate 96.3 in Cape Cod, Wellfleet, the home of the Beachcomber, 71 degrees, maybe feels chilly. 96% humidity right now down the Cape. Going to be a high of 89, so not quite as hot. In Providence, it's going to be brutal. Excessive heat in Providence, going to feel like 105 down by the dunk. So if you're at Federal Hill, just OD on some calamari and go inside.
Great food on Federal Hill. Great food.
Very
on Federal
good.
Hill.
I will say, and I say it when we're there, and I don't just say it to pander, although I've been, you know, accused of that. Per mile, per capita, Rhode Island has the best restaurants in America. Everything, yeah. And like the people are all, like it's such a point of, it's like wine in Napa. Like in Rhode Island, everybody knows every restaurant. The restaurants all know one another. It's not this like rivalry. They all are really good. And if you say, like, there was a place that was by the lovely Hampton Inn we used to stay in, and I was like, oh, it's an Italian place about a couple miles from a tunic, and this person was like, oh, it's this place. Like, I had never met the person. We were in Newport. It wasn't even near it. They know where everything is.
But you brought up Portland. You can make a case for Portland being as good when it comes to a restaurant city as some in Rhode Island. Yeah. So
Macuzzi, like, Italian Market is a must visit in Portland.
4th Street. Portland, Street and Company, all those restaurants in Portland are great. So, all right, you can get a house full of windows installed for just $99 from Window World of Boston. Just go to windowworldofboston.com. This is Mike from Framingham. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, what's up? Speaker. Courtney, not just you, but other people, it drives me crazy when they say that NBA players don't get paid enough. They're losing $50 million. They're charging $3. They don't sell out. Where's the money coming from? From the NBA? If they didn't subsidize them, they would have been out of business a long time ago.
No,
if anything, they should ask Taylor Swift, the Kardashians, and Beyonce be part owners to get more people in.
That's a good idea.
I hear you, Mike, and I agree with you. I'm just saying, when you're a professional athlete and you're putting all of your time and energy into anything and that's your full-time gig, you should be on a wage that is much higher than it is. That's my opinion.
Yeah, but you have to be...
The money has to come from somewhere.
I agree. I think the WNBA makes more than, you know, a random mom-and-pop shop down the street, and there's people that make more than some WNBA players.
Well, he's suggesting that they don't make anything.
They lose money.
Yeah, they do.
They lose it.
Well, that seems like a league issue, though. That doesn't seem like it should fall...
Well, no, it's a... Nobody wants to go...
Right.
Or not nobody, but there aren't enough fans that want to go watch them play to make the money.
It's the ladies. Yeah. The ladies don't want to go see their ladies play.
Yeah.
You know, they don't want to go and, support... Go see these games.
But also, my lead wasn't about the fact that they should be making more money. My lead was about the fact that they complain about not making money, and now they have an outlet to make money on social media, and they're not taking advantage of it.
Yeah. The others, other than Sophie Cunningham.
Sophie Cunningham's crushing.
She's into it.
Yeah.
Capitalize.
Does this Sophie follow you or no?
No.
That'd be big time if she followed you.
Yeah, that'd be huge. Yeah. I'd get her on the show.
She's she's up there. She's one of the
That would set radio back.
She's one of the smoke shows. Still follow each other.
Well, she's one of the tres leches of the WNBA.
And play into that.
As they call themselves.
Yeah, Wiggy. Play into that smoke show snow bunny. Play into that.
That's three milks.
Three milks.
If you're wondering, Sean. Yeah.
Three white girls.
I am familiar.
I had no idea what that meant.
But it's a cake. It's lovely.
It's a cake?
Tres leches is a Mexican dessert.
Yeah, but it means like three
delicious. But it means three milks.
I play into it, three milks. Caitlin Cott's got to play into her whiteness. Like Larry Bird. Yes, I am whooping your ass on this court, and I am a slow white dude. And then the Larry Bird stories, and you embarrass me. He used to tell teams, don't put a white guy on me because it's embarrassing. Like Caitlin Clark's got to play into that. When she had the issue with the girl she was cooking the other night, she should have went to the sideline of the team that white girl was trying to cover.
Yeah.
She should have said, hey, you better get one of them sisters off the bench to cover me because this white girl can't do it.
They're not related.
She got to play into that Bird element. If she plays, she's too nice. That's the problem with Caitlin. She's too nice. If she played into that, man, sky's the limits for the
girl. So you're saying heel turn, become the villain.
Yes.
I like it.
The reason she's so popular is that she's like got that aw shucks thing to her.
No, but if she had Larry Bird's trash talking, her popularity would go to another level.
I think she probably does some trash talking.
Definitely.
But not like, you know.
She lets her incredible skills do the talking.
Right, but you can still do both.
That's what I like about
Bird. Right. Did both.
That's like how Greg does radio.
Right.
Bird did both.
Uh-huh.
And I love when the Twitch chat lectures Courtney or someone else about the economics of business, which is such a funny way to put something.
Yeah.
Now, is this accurate? My guy, Matt Morrissey, sent me a text and said that Sophie is the youngest female ever to get a black belt in Missouri. Is that accurate?
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Well, that makes her qualified to be the enforcer.
That seems highly specific.
Right.
I know.
I mean, how does he know that?
It does,
your buddy over there is doing some deep dive research.
Some kind of restraining orders.
I mean, probably saw that on her OnlyFans or something.
Somebody likes Sophie Cunningham.
Maybe that's a category.
Now, do any WNBA players have an OnlyFans, or is it just...
It was Lisa Cambridge, but I believe she might have retired. She was the real tall WNBA player.
And she had an OnlyFans?
Yeah, I think she was trying to capitalize.
Did you just stumble across that?
No, because, I mean, it's been known for a while.
She earned a black belt at the age of 6.
Wow. Really?
Yep.
At 6?
Is that even
six.
Possible?
Yeah, I call cap.
Sophie, Taekwondo black belt, a 6-year-old.
Cap. I took Kung Fu as a kid.
I mean, I'm on Fox News.
There's no way you're getting a black belt.
Oh, my God. You must have been a real treat for your sensei or whatever
they
call them.
There's no way you're getting a black belt at 6 years old, even though Kung Fu don't give out black belts, but 6. Some people go 20 years before they get their black belt.
Wax on.
All right. Coming up, we will get to They Said It. That's a back and forth on what they said yesterday. And it will include what John Heyman said about the Red Sox being deep in the buy position, Curtis, by deadline time. But we have leads left. Mm-hmm. Wiggy, good morning.
All right, good morning. So my lead will be quick here, and this is for the room who wants it, because I would be on board for this. And maybe they would do it because we know Nico Harrison is a moron. Celtics package. Jaylen Brown, Derek White, send them to the Dallas Mavericks for the number one overall pick for tomorrow night's draft.
I would love it.
And here's why, if you're the Dallas Mavericks, it looks like a great deal for you. You have Kyrie Irving, and we know Kyrie and Jaylen Brown, great friends.
Thick as thieves.
Anthony Davis. You add Derek White to that. Aren't you an instant, like, NBA contender?
Mm-hmm.
If you're the Celtics, you get Cooper Flagg.
Local guy. New England guy.
Loves Jason Tatum.
Pride of Maine.
We know about Maine's food. Him and Tatum. He loves Tatum. Looks up to Tatum. Played at the same school. Gives Cooper Flagg a year to maybe figure out what he is. Celtics probably not very good. Then you get a lottery pick, and then you take that lottery pick, and you flip it for another player that's a current player right now, and who the hell knows what you got? You got your new dynasty.
You get Cooper Flagg here.
You're welcome.
He and P. Pritch could refer to themselves as Dos Leches.
Dos Leches, yeah.
Yeah.
Double milks.
Don't forget Shireman. They could be the Tres Leches.
They could. Of the NBA.
Yes.
Now, the WNBA already has the Tres Leches.
Right.
But I like it.
Listen, it could be fantasy land, but we've seen Nico Harrison do a lot of dumb things before. Who the hell knows? You could package that deal together, and then there you go. Dunkin' Donuts, they could have a blast with those three. Hey, here's how you add great milk to your coffee in the morning.
Is there anything worse than this text? I love 774 text. No talk about the Drew Holiday trade. Yes, we've been talking about it all morning. You donkey.
I just gave you a great...
Lord. That's why Wiggy is doing this lead, for crying out loud.
You know?
You got to listen for more than 5 minutes before you complain.
I don't know.
Anyway.
Would you be on board? Would everybody be on board with that?
No? Courtney would not. She is a Jalen stan,
yes.
So she would not be on board with it.
Too much leche for me.
I would be on board with it because I think they I know they get along great, but I think there is a lingering thing that you're never going to be able to make go away between Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum from the perspective of Jaylen Brown, where he wants to be the guy. He wants to be the alpha on his team.
Right.
You're never going to make that go away. Maybe Jason Tatum playing with Cooper Flagg it's a different scenario.
Yeah.
He's a rookie and he's here and he understands that it's Jason Tatum's team. I don't know.
I mean, like I said, it could be fantasy land, but who the hell knows? Nico Harrison, you traded Luka Doncic. I would probably, if I was him, don't you think if you're the Dallas Mavericks, that's a good look to be like, all right, we got Jaylen Brown, Kyrie Irving, Anthony Davis, and Derek White. You don't like that big four?
Yeah. I mean, for them, would they be interested in it because it gives them a chance to win immediately? And although, I mean, it seems like getting Cooper Flagg is accomplishing the same kind of thing.
But I mean, maybe you'd be a little bit more apt to win immediate with those guys who's already proven, where Cooper Flagg, he's got great upside and great potential, but he still has to prove it. So who the hell knows?
All right. We are not going to have time for my lead, but I will get to it coming up, and then we will get to They Said It, a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. And the Celtics have traded Drew Holiday to Portland, and you can talk about that all morning long and all day long here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI.
Just not the last 10 minutes.
I like that lead, Wiggy, but Lewis did not. Lewis, good morning.
Good morning, Wiggy. That trade you just said, your lead, that was terrible. Jaylen Brown and Derek White for a player who is an establisher in the NBA?
Yeah. Well, you're rolling the dice that Cooper Flagg's going to be a generational player.
Nah, especially where the team is not rebuilding. They're not rebuilding. We still got Tatum and Porzingis coming back. I don't think Cooper Flagg will change anything.
I mean, this season, just specifically, you are kind of rebuilding. I mean, you don't have Jason Tatum coming back.
And you only got Porzingis for 1 year, so when Tatum does come back, you have to make a decision. Do you want to give Porzingis a new deal, which you're probably not? So you're probably not going to have Tatum and Porzingis playing together, even if Porzingis comes back, because ain't nobody giving him a new deal for the Celtics. So, I mean,
don't worry, Wiggy. Nothing's worse than that phone he had.
That was an AAF.
But what's
phone?
The purpose of
As
the lead?
As Ken used to say, that was an AAF.
Would
phone.
You tell me the purpose, or you ask Curtis the purpose of the lead? What you would think would be good, right?
Yes.
Wiggy, I thought it was a great lead.
Same.
Ain't that what my lead's
I mean,
to?
It's nasty.
The lead is kind of, you know, what you think.
Yep.
people would like to talk about that day? Like, what's on the top of your mind and might be on the top of the listeners?
Right. NBA draft tomorrow.
Yes,
Cooper
correct.
Flag tomorrow.
You know, I think you nailed it, Coach.
And what
really
makes
do.
This show special is we're all so different, you know? So
right.
Wiggy probably has a few people that loved that lead.
Right.
I probably had a few people that hated
right.
my lead.
Yes.
Right.
I liked your lead.
I
am
yours.
Going to present you now mm-hmm. with the lead leche for that lead. Would you prefer strawberry or chocolate or vanilla?
Coffee.
Do you call
vanilla? No.
No, just
but you
milk
do,
is milk.
Yes, milk is milk.
And then you
milk.
Have chocolate and strawberry.
Or
and
coffee.
In Providence, you have coffee milk.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What they call the cabinet down in Rhode Island.
So good.
That's their drink.
Give me Trace Chocolata. Is that how you say chocolate in Spanish?
Yes.
Okay.
How do you say chocolate in Spanish, Curtis? Chocolata?
I think that's how we should from
or
now
should
on.
I say El Chocolate?
I don't know. Chocolat?
I believe so.
That would be French.
Well, how do you say chocolate in Spanish?
I think chocolate.
Oh, okay.
I have no idea.
Okay.
I don't
Trace,
know off the top of my head.
You want three chocolate milks is what you're saying.
Yeah, I would prefer. But I get the Trace.
Yeah, the Spanish word for chocolate is chocolate.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so Trace.
Chocolate.
Chocolate.
I like to throw the A on it. Sounds Trace. Cooler.
Right.
Yeah.
Chocolate.
You want lots and lots of chocolate is what you're saying.
Well, that's what I would prefer.
You throw the A on because it makes it feminine.
No, it makes it sound cooler. Yeah. It's like when you say arriba, you know, you have to roll it.
I know. I'm not good at rolling my R's.
Arriba, arriba.
Arriba, arriba.
That was a great moment. Okay.
All right. Let's get to Courtney and to what is trending right now.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Arriba, arriba. Thank you. Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. The Red Sox dropped their first with the Angels at West. 9-5 was the final. Walker Buehler went 4 innings, giving up 5 runs on 3 hits, all coming in the bottom of the first inning while striking out 3. Another one with the Angels tonight, 9:38. First pitch with Garrett Crochet getting the start. Cooper Boardman joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 8:38 for the MassMutual pregame show. Drew Holiday is on the move. He's headed out west in a trade with the Portland Trailblazers in exchange for Anfernee Simons and 2 second-round picks. 26-year-old Simons was with the Trailblazers for all 7 years of his career. Last year, he averaged 19.3 points per game. And that was brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. Thinking chicken for dinner? Think Shaw's and Star Market. Right now, pick up Value Pack Signature Farms chicken drumsticks, thighs, or leg quarters, bone in, for just 97 cents a pound when you use a digital coupon. That's limited to 2 per customer. Short on time, order pickup or delivery. Shaw's and Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network. That is what's trending. They said it. Coming up next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Well, it feels like the first casualty of the attempt to get second apron coordinated is Drew Holiday, who the Celtics have traded, and he is heading to Portland, and you can talk about that all day long, all morning long, and all day long here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI. We're going to get to the They Said It momentarily. And go over everything they said yesterday in sports news coming up with Courtney after that. And it has been a while, but I believe excellent, excellent episode of Up Talkers in the news today because of what happened with a bachelorette party locally on a boat. I don't know. My first question is how this became a news story. No offense, NBC 10, but... that's my first question, and then we'll get to the uptalker, a sterling example of uptalking from the bride in this one. So we'll get to that coming up, and we are going to play your Hill Notes at 9:20, so you can leave one of those on the Odyssey app at any time. And good morning and hello to those who may be watching this show on YouTube or on Twitch. This show on Twitch is presented every day by Springer's Jewelers. And their half off, half the store event starts today and ends on Saturday. So you get half off, half of the store when you go to Springer's in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire. You can visit springersjewelers.com to learn more. All right, I got to get my lead in quick. Golf. Wiggy, I know you don't like golf. Golf is the ultimate gentleman's sport. And when it comes to integrity, there are no athletes, no coaches in any other professional sport, I believe, who have more integrity than professional golfers. And I will use as an example what occurred during the Travelers, which was played in Connecticut over this past weekend. Russell Henley ended up finishing second. A tie, Shime, with Tommy Fleetwood for second.
Correct.
One stroke. One lonely stroke off a win in that tournament. And afterwards, discussed the fact that while playing in his final round, in his round on Friday, that he had assessed himself a penalty stroke, Wiggy.
Hmm.
Nobody saw it. His playing partner didn't see it. No rules official saw it. He was the only one who knew about it. Here is what Russell Henley had to say about it.
I wanted to ask you about 8 yesterday. What went on there, and why did you?
Yeah,
why
so,
were you so adamant about taking a penalty?
Yeah,
it looked like it could have gone either way.
Well, when I took the club back, I saw the ball move a dimple to the right. I saw it fall to the right. So I know that for a fact. And right when it happened, it kind of shot me a little bit. I still hit the shot, and as the ball was rolling on the green, I was thinking something just happened there. So I knew that the ball moved, you know, and I just felt like it was the right thing to do. The rule says you have to be, you know, I don't know if it's 19 out of 20 times or 95%. Yeah, but just definitely sure the ball moved, and I am. And so I just felt like it was the right thing to do.
Yeah, that's the anti-shine.
Yep.
Point of entry.
It's was good karma. Wow.
So he lost by one stroke.
That's good karma, though. He's following the rules. A lot of guys probably don't.
Can you imagine, Shime, was it on 5 where he launched his golf ball into the rough on the parallel fairway and then proceeded to not be able to find it and then placed it adjacent to the green?
Right. Ten was, yards away from the hole.
The match was over at that point, Greg. What are we doing?
That was egregious.
Right. That is the answer.
What could be more egregious? What could be more misleading?
The most shocking part of the whole match at the Granite Links, Greg, is how many liberties Shime took with the rules of golf and still lost in the most despicable way.
I didn't even take liberties.
Were grounding your club in sand traps left and right, right.
Wait, what are you talking about? Grounding my club?
Yeah, do you know that rule?
Yes, Greg, you're not allowed to swing. You're not allowed to hit the sand unless you're swinging for the ball.
Correct.
Yes, right. I never did that.
You placed your club directly behind a ball in the sand trap in the sand.
Right. No, I never put my club in the sand. Okay. I never do.
Okay.
So if the guy doesn't say anything, he wins?
Yeah, I might have played like dog water, but I'm not a total bad sport. Let's be fair.
You did throw your club at me.
I can't wait. I think I know where you're going with this. If he didn't assess himself that penalty, theoretically, he would have been there and tied for the lead or would have won it.
You big dummy. Shut your mouth. Why would you? That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Really?
Yeah, because.
So morals, somebody who has morals, somebody who has character is a dummy?
Yeah, I think in that
sport with Tiger Woods as its leading star, I don't think you talk about morals.
If it rolls, whatever he said, an inch or two.
A dimple.
And nobody knows. That's like somebody who drops a football and then their review comes back and goes, oh, you know, they're calling it a catch. And then he goes, oh, wait a second, officials. You know what? Edelman, it really did hit the ground.
You actually speak for a lot of the audience.
That's just stupid.
Here's a 774 text on the Subaru of New England text line, which says that golfer is an idiot.
What an idiot.
So,
it's a hard-o move, too.
It's a hard-o move.
In all sincerity, if you're an NFL player and you know you didn't catch the ball, right, and you're a receiver, and you go down and you act like you caught it, even though you know the ball hit the ground, are you a bad sport?
No.
No.
You're just trying to get an advantage because you want to catch the ball so your team wins.
Hey,
like in every other sport, you're taught to do whatever you can to tell the umpire that you did what you didn't so you can get away with something.
And if you see it roll a dimple.
This, in a nutshell, is the breakdown in societal mores. Everybody in here is like, oh, what an idiot. He didn't cheat.
No,
I said he's going to have good karma. No, I mean, good for his moral compass, bad for his athletic ability.
He took advantage of a loophole that nobody else saw.
Right.
I mean, you know, what's wrong with that?
What do you mean he took it? He did not take advantage of it.
Well, he should have, is what I'm saying. If it only rolled a dimple over.
So if you're cheating in a professional sports competition and nobody sees it, then that's a good move.
Yeah, that's a smart move.
Okay.
That's pretty smart.
You ain't cheating, you ain't trying, Greg.
If nobody else catches it, is it really cheating? I mean, the guy could have been playing for a championship, but not. I mean, not like that. And then you got to tell us about it? Like, come on, buddy.
That's the hard-o move.
Like, beat it. No one cares.
Yeah.
Now you make yourself look like
he was asked about it.
In the words of Fred G. Sanford, you big dummy.
He was asked by the reporter about it.
That's just dumb.
Can you imagine, like, could you ever see Bill Belichick, like, standing up in front of the media and going, I got to tell you guys about Spygate. I think you should probably suspend me for 4 days. I mean, that would make the sport better.
Do you think that he regrets it? Where he sits right now, he's saying, I wish I didn't tell them that.
The golfer?
Yeah.
Yeah, because he probably lost out on a ton of money.
A ton.
Yeah. Bill would have said, hey, listen, everybody else is doing it. Right. We just moved the camera to another spot.
That's like D. Ford volunteering that he was offsides on the play there. They intercepted the ball in the AFC title game. In no other sport would you do it.
Says the guy who illegally used his mom's handicap placard so he could park close to the grocery store.
That was Will to me. There's a difference. That is Will to me. No. It's been long gone, though.
Greg, if you had a playing partner and you had a $5 NASA, whatever the hell they call it.
And I saw the ball move a dimple.
Nope. And your playing partner did what Henley did and cost you $50, you would be pissed.
Right.
Let's keep it a buck.
You're probably right about that.
Okay, thank you.
Did you happen to see, as long as we're talking about Wiggy and his handicap parking, that there is a Medford police sergeant, a sergeant in the Medford Police Department, who they caught Barbara DiCristofaro. They caught her using a disability placard hanging from a rearview mirror, like one of the news stations did an investigative report thing. She's a sergeant in the police department, and she was using one.
What was her excuse?
I have no idea.
Like, she probably got back issues.
Right.
It's unbelievable. It was registered, and this is wildly similar.
Uh-huh.
It was registered to her 88-year-old mother. And so that we understand, Wiggy, how that can happen.
You know how many spots, you know how many handicapped parking spots are in East Boston that the person died like 30 years ago, but they're still there, the poles?
Yeah. This is Rob from Swampscott. What's up, Rob?
Hey, Greg, I just wanted to jump on here because regarding the whole golf thing with Henley calling out, assessing the penalty shot, it's when I called the screener, I said, you know, this has – really doesn't have anything to do with morals, okay? Because morals, everyone sees your morals, okay? It has everything to do with integrity, because integrity is what you do when nobody's looking.
Yeah, integrity.
Yeah.
And there's not a lot of it left anymore in this country.
Correct, 100%.
Especially with my coworkers, apparently.
I think about Tiger Woods, I think about integrity.
I mean...
Same with Phil Mickelson.
Oh, my God.
If I were Santo, I'd be concerned. Like, you're always off in Miami with the ladies.
Once.
Let's say you steal a kiss or something. Nobody sees it. Does it not count?
Have you met me? I'm riddled with anxiety 24/7. If I ever kissed somebody, I wouldn't sleep at night.
Just because you do something and nobody sees it.
He'd roll over in the middle of the night. My eyes would be shot open and I'd be sweating.
The one person I'd ask to see.
That's how Greg usually sleeps.
I think the one person I'd ask to see what he do would then let me believe what most Americans do. Ask Trump.
Curtis, I sleep on my left side because less snoring.
Right.
Is that what it is?
And it's better for your digestive system.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's probably why you toot so much.
Oh, I toot a lot because of that?
Oh, yeah. That.
Well, I toot all times of the day or night, though.
Oh, okay.
That's much more about your diet.
Or being old. This is Steve from New Hampshire. Hello, Steve.
Hey, guys. So, Greg, the rule about grounding your club in the trap was changed the same year that they changed the rule about leaving the pin in while you're putting. So are allowed to ground your club in the trap.
Shime, my
it's
apologies.
Not a penalty.
Shime, I apologize.
No apologies necessary. I didn't even know that was changed.
I apologize for that.
Oh, I don't think it really matters where Shime grounds his club. He stinks.
This is David from Chinatown. Hey, David.
Hey, I'm a first-time caller, but I always listen. Your show is fabulous. Even Curtis's snicker is funny.
Thank you.
However, would this guy have been so honest if he would have known that that one-shot penalty would have cost him the championship?
So it happened on Friday. You're asking if it happened on Sunday at the Travelers final round, would he have done it? I hope so.
Yeah.
I would hope that
I do too.
I would hope that he would, but I guess we will never know.
No.
There's a guy who famously did it at a U.S. Open at Worcester Country Club in like 1927 or something like that.
They once had a U.S. Open in Worcester?
Yes, they did, Chris. Wow. I think it may have been the first U.S. Open.
No.
Somebody needs to go to the Google machine for it. But
well, we've had 125 U.S. Opens, so I think the first U.S. Open was probably a little bit before that.
Okay, but it was...
the 1925 U.S. Open.
Sorry, Hardo. 1925 U.S.
1895
Open.
1895 was when it was established.
Was it Gene Sarazen, or who was it?
So
the dude hit his ball into the woods.
Okay.
He had the lead.
Yeah.
Went in there. And when he went to hit it, I believe his ball moved.
Right.
Assessed himself the penalty stroke and lost the U.S. Open.
Oh, is that Bobby Jones?
Courtney is on the Google machine.
Bobby Jones lost.
Yes. Wow.
Yep.
So, and then when they asked him about it afterwards, his quote was something to the effect of, "That's like asking me why I don't rob banks," or something like that.
All right.
If nobody can see it. So it's integrity. Well, it's honesty.
You know who wouldn't have told them? Patrick Reed. Because that is a golfer who loves to cheat.
Yeah, you're probably right about that. But all right. Anyway, that's my lead. A little late, but we're finally done with it. We will get to They Said It. Quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports next, including what John Heyman said about the Red Sox, who he believes are going to soon be deep in the buy position.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
They Said It is brought to you by Ketch's Law, and they are honoring those who build or drive or care for those who live in this city. So please nominate somebody when you go to WeBuiltThisCity.com. That's WeBuiltThisCity.com. Real quick for Shime to clear things up, because he tends to spend a lot of time at the beach while golfing. This is Dylan from Connecticut. Hello, Dylan.
Hey, what's up? So the ruling.
Yeah.
So the ruling, they got it wrong. So now the new rules within the last couple of years, you can ground your club in a hazard that's marked with a red stake.
Okay. So
you cannot ground your club in the bunker.
Okay. You cannot in a sand trap in the bunks. You cannot ground your club. You can only do it in a hazard, which is marked with a red stake, not a white stake. Not an out-of-bounds hazard. Correct. Okay. Thank you.
Out-of-bounds, you're screwed.
Yes.
Red stakes, you cannot ground your club.
Okay.
Or you can ground your club. Like, a waste area, like in a U.S. Open, there's sandy areas. Like, when DeChambeau won Pinehurst, there's waste areas all around. You can ground your club in that, but if it's actual, like, a designated bunker, that's like, you cannot ground your club.
Okay. Dylan, thank you. Thank you for listening. In Connecticut, I'm often accused by at least one texter of hating Connecticut. I love Connecticut. Have no problem of all the New England states.
Yeah.
It's among my favorites.
We got to go there.
I want to have a roadshow next roadshow season in Connecticut. So I'm going to make it my mission. We tried really, really hard this year, but we will go to Connecticut next season.
You love Connecticut so much, you created a story about Tom Brady there.
Yeah.
That is correct, Curtis. Yes.
We should do a fall roadshow in Connecticut. Gorgeous time to go to Connecticut.
Fall is very difficult, though, because we're very, very busy with football season.
We're already there every Monday at Gillette at God knows when. Right.
They don't have a house in Connecticut.
But it is roadshow number 7 this week, Thursday night in Rockport. At my place by the sea, that's pregame. And then Friday at the Beauport Hotel. Cannot wait to see you on Friday and Thursday night.
It would be really helpful if Ken splurged for a hotel once in a while on a Sunday night down at the Renaissance. Wouldn't that be nice?
It would be nice.
One can dream.
I'm excited. Like, this fiesta that they do, it's a thing. Like,
yeah.
It's a full... Like, they shut the roads down, mm-hmm. and there are thousands of people who come to Gloucester for this weekend.
And Gloucester's gorgeous.
Yeah, it is a beautiful place.
Like, beautiful.
Have you ever seen a perfect storm?
Yes, just because it takes place on my birthday. So when I was younger, I saw it once.
That's why you watched it, though.
George, I thought that was cool.
George
Courtney
Clooney?
Can make anything about herself.
Yes.
Have you ever noticed that?
I am so worried about James being an only child.
That movie stands the test of time. Great cast, by the way.
George Clooney, Mark Wahlberg.
Wahlberg. Mm-hmm.
How can you get past that Boston accent?
You don't like it?
I mean, I've watched it.
It's a little hard.
It just is the worst. It's like literally like if you told someone, do the worst accent resembling Boston.
Yeah.
But it's all right, you know.
All right, where do you want to start? They said it, why, Sean?
Well, Greg, let's begin with the Boston Red Sox. According to John Heyman, they're still in the market to be buyers. Here's what Heyman had to say.
Yes, you're right. They are going to buy. That did not mean that they are a seller. They're looking at two things. One is starting pitching. Their ERA there is around 4.3 right now. They're in the bottom third in starting pitching. So they would like to get a starter, potentially a veteran starter. Now, you know, maybe Hicks will help out. Maybe Harrison can help out. But I think they will look at starting pitching. The other thing they're going to look at is first base. Now, Adrian Toro has actually done very well so far at first base, but he hasn't been considered a starting first baseman. I mean, I'll throw out a couple of names there, potentially, for the Red Sox. One would be Josh Naylor. Again, the Diamondbacks, not expecting him to be a seller, but if he is, there would be a feeding frenzy for him. Very good player, RBI guy. That's a guy to consider. The other one is Ryan O'Hearn, who's now leading as the DH vote-getter in the American League now that Devers has been traded.
Heyman, by the way, gave them an A+ for the trade.
Wow.
A+.
That's a really good grade.
And his reasoning was you had a guy who was disgruntled and you weren't going to be able to make that work with him.
Right.
And so he gave him an A+.
Well, there's no hiding come trade deadline for the Red Sox front office when it comes to whether or not you're buyers or sellers, right? There's no hiding. And the fact that people now know that you have this money available.
Because, $30 million of it.
Right.
Cleared. Or whatever the difference is between what you are assuming salary-wise for the
right.
other guys.
But people know that there's Rafael Devers, some part of that salary available for you to make the team better, especially around the trade deadline. If you are still potentially in the mix for a wild card spot, which you're kind of right there right now. And I think there's, what are they going to say? They can't hide from that fact.
Yeah. What's next, Shine?
Well, Greg, next, Courtney had a great lead this morning about Sophia Cunningham and Sophie or Sophia?
Sophie, I think.
Sophie Cunningham and Caitlin Clark. Well, Joy Taylor was on the Joe Budden podcast. I think Wiggy has listened to this podcast once or twice in his days. And she talked about the reason that Caitlin Clark is as popular as she is. Here is what Joy Taylor said.
When Angel and Caitlin got into it in the championship game, and Angel did the ring thing, I said, this is the Magic Johnson, Larry Bird moment for the WNBA. Like, this is great. I'm a storyteller. I think storylines are so important. I think you need villains. I think you need heroes. Mm-hmm. You need to sell. You got to sell a fight, like brand all of this. Mm-hmm. And it upset white men to watch this strong, winning, unapologetic black woman be in their, you know, be in Caitlyn's face.
In their savior's face.
Yeah. And they still cling to it. And it's now like spun to this whole thing where like Caitlyn's better than Angel and blah, blah, blah. I just said, we would not be talking about Caitlin Clark the way that we do if it wasn't for that moment with Angel Reese.
That's true.
Yeah, which I agree with.
What's true?
It would listen, Caitlin Clark.
It didn't upset. I'm a white man. It didn't upset me.
No. I'm not going down that road. That's not what I mean about. She's right. She's right about the fact that there wouldn't be this unbelievable fan base, this vitriol around Angel Reese, if the Caitlin Clark Angel Reese situation didn't happen.
I have a question though. Why does it bother people that Angel Reese is not as good as Caitlin Clark? Like, why does Joy Taylor take it personally that Caitlin Clark is more successful, more talented on the court than Angel Reese? You can tell the tone that Joy Taylor uses. She is like bothered.
It's
by
weird.
Caitlin
yeah,
Clark.
You shouldn't be bothered it's by weird. It, but you should understand that she's right to that the Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and Caitlin Clark being what she is now was all part of the drama that came with LSU. And part of that drama was the fact that it was a black girl versus
Wiggy,
a
you argue this all the
because
time.
Because it's the truth.
Okay, no, the
if
world.
It was, let me ask you this.
The
if
world. The if, world. Go ahead. What?
If it's two white girls, do we care? If it's two black girls, do we care?
I care because Caitlin Clark came to the world's attention when she was going to set an NCAA record. For men or women.
Yeah.
That's when we started talking about her.
I don't think it's because, and I may be wrong, and Wiggy and I probably disagree on this, I don't think it's because Angel's black and Caitlin's white. I think it's two girls that hated each other on the court. It turned into a massive drama situation. That's what drew the eyeballs originally. If Caitlin Clark was just setting records in college, we'd talk about it for a day. We'd move on. She'd be great in the WNBA. We wouldn't be talking about her every day.
And so, I would also say this, Wiggs, quickly.
I just disagree with that. She's like a generational talent when it comes to basketball.
Yeah,
but
the reason we talk about her so much is because of the fight that ignited the entire
thing. Who has benefited from the other more? Angel Reese from Caitlin Clark or Caitlin Clark from Angel Reese?
Angel Reese.
Thank you. It's not even close. So the notion that Joy Taylor is going on Joe Bubbin's podcast.
Joe Button.
Button.
Great. We need a couple more.
He's got a pretty good podcast.
I'm sure he does great. Makes a lot more money than I do.
Makes some good music, too.
One song.
Just an idea, Wiggs. You should call it the Hot Button Podcast. That would be my idea.
That's a really good one.
TM Chris. But the Angel Reese has been buoyed by Caitlin Clark's greatness.
Yeah, but
not
we're not talking
way.
About that,
but
though.
But Joy Taylor says we wouldn't know who Caitlin Clark is.
We wouldn't.
Wiggy,
like,
that's so asinine.
No, it's not, because you didn't know about her when she was averaging 26 as a freshman.
Right.
You didn't know about her when she was averaging damn near 30 as a sophomore.
Right. That's like saying we wouldn't know who Tiger Woods was if it wasn't for Phil Mickelson.
No, no, Tiger Woods won when he was, 18 years old?
I remember it like it was yesterday,
Stop.
And I don't remember a lot of things.
Stop
when we were
it.
Talking on this show, she was a junior.
Yeah.
And we were talking on this show about the potential for her to set an NCAA record.
We were talking about the fact that there was a lot of hate in between.
No, before that.
No, it was the same thing. It was the same thing her junior year.
It had nothing to do with Angel Reese at all.
So let me ask this question.
When we first talked about her.
Let me ask this question, because there's a bunch of, you know, there's a lot of white voices in the room.
Okay.
What is the problem to say that this whole thing started in the national championship game between Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark when it was all about a black, it became a racial thing is what everybody talked about.
Can I answer it in the white voice?
Please do.
There's no problem with it, big guy. If that's an element of it for people, that's great. It's not the element of it for me.
No, I'm not
the
saying
the element
it.
Of it for me is that Caitlin Clark, because of her pure ability, has transformed a league that was not that interesting to most people into something that is of interest.
Right, but she made it relevant because of what happened. And the people
they
that
play
are so
each other,
the people
they
that
play
are
each
so
other a handful of times
no,
during the regular
it was
season.
The national championship right. game. The people that are so sensitive when you bring up race
yeah,
to just
I think it's to bring it up constantly.
No, but it's not. But
a
it's
a weird thing.
It's not constant. It's part of the story. The Magic Johnson Larry Bird rivalry. A big part of that story was the element of race, and to not talk about it or be afraid to talk about it, when people do talk about it, go, it has nothing to do with race.
Can I, because you asked for a white voice, and I'll give you a white female voice. I think for me, it wouldn't have mattered if Angel was black or white. If it's two girls fighting, I think that'll always get eyeballs on it. What I know is about race is what's happened after because of watching how people have responded to Angel Reese on social media, in the comments, in the DMs that she posts sometimes, the way in which people, and I hate to say it, but it's a majority of white men have commented in that section shows you that it's about race. And the same when it comes to Caitlin Clark and the way that a lot of black WNBA players have responded to her. It has become about race. In the very beginning, I think it was two girls who hated each other, who were both very talented, who were going at each other's throats constantly.
But that would have done, that wouldn't have moved the needle, though.
If it was two white girls?
Yeah, if two white girls or two black girls who hated each other, that does not move the needle anywhere for the WNBA, no matter how talented Caitlin Clark is, because there are
Angel Reese was talented, too.
No, I know in college, but no matter how much it was, what moved the needle is after that national championship game, the hand in the face, people saying thugs, and it became the element of race, which then led to where we are right now. So
go ahead. What?
No, for us to be like it rubs me the wrong way when we talk about race and people get so sensitive. Like, no one's trying to start a race war. We're just saying that this is part of the same way with Tiger Woods, right? Tiger Woods was an unbelievable golfer. But if Tiger Woods is white, is the impact and the needle movement of what he does as effective versus by him being black? No. So just own it and be like, it's part of the story. And like, it's no big deal.
I don't think we have an issue about talking about
race. No, I'm not saying you, but I'm saying.
No, not me. I'm talking about as a nation, we obsess over race. What I'm saying is the Tiger analogy, it's perfect. It's like you were just in my head. Of course, Tiger being a trailblazing superstar athlete in a sport that was dominated by white people and had a horrible history of racism and treating women inappropriately and not
white
having
people.
Right. I mean, OJ was there.
That was a small part of the story. The story was
the Nike thing was a massive part with Tiger being a trailblazer.
But how incredibly talented he was.
Nobody's disputing that.
Right, but you're in the minority, Greg. You're in the minority when it comes to that. And no one's disputing your feelings on it. But you're in the minority. Dave Portnoy's in the minority because the majority of people did not know who Caitlin Clark was until after the LSU championship game. And that all sparked
until her junior year.
The race debate.
We have got to take a break. But do we have more? They said we probably have something left for they said. Let's just do the news at 8:20, Shine, if that's okay with you.
Sure, Greg.
Okay. News coming up at 8:20. Including up talkers in the news. It's been a while, but the Bachelorette, the Bachelorette party and the bride, I think, among the best ever.
Yes. Yeah.
So, all right, we'll get to that coming up in a little bit on the Greg Hill Show here at WEEI.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.